You're listening to the audio production of The Sacred Year by Michael Yankowski, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mark Smeeby.
Introduction. Not long ago, an Australian acquaintance emailed and asked if we might meet for coffee. Though I didn't know him well, we'd shared a few classes together in seminary, and I'd seen him in the audience of a local speaking event a few months earlier, I agreed. The next week, we met on a rainy Vancouver day at a trendy shop with tall, bluish windows that, along with the sound of the deluge hitting them outside, made me feel like I'd stepped into an enormous aquarium. We shook out our umbrellas while we waited in line, bemoaning our decision to live in a part of the world categorized as a temperate rainforest. We grabbed our coffees and swam over to a dark wooden table right at the edge of the fishbowl. After all the usual niceties people employ to try and cover the obvious fact that they don't know one another very well, he leaned forward on the table and furrowed his brow. "I've got to tell you, Mike," he said, dropping his voice a little. "I'm jealous of you." I almost choked on my Americano and tried to cover with a laugh. "I mean it," he said, straight-faced. "I want to be where you are. You're living the life. A published author, a public speaker, but more than all that, you're a force for good out in the world. I want to be where you are." "Huh," I said, leaning back in my chair. When I didn't speak, he filled the silence. "I was at that event you spoke at a couple weeks ago, and the whole time I was listening to you, I kept thinking to myself, I'm on the wrong side of the stage. I'm on the wrong side of the bloody stage. I should be up there, teaching, talking, compelling people to get off their couches and make the world a better place, talking about how to change the world." But I didn't say anything, and instead I marveled at the scene. Two of us, an Australian and an American, sitting there in the fishbowl with the crowded Vancouver street bustling outside, the other blue-hued people swimming around inside, all of us trying to make sense of this thing called life. Trying to figure out exactly why it is that we've woken up here on this pale blue dot. He'd thrown me a curve, so I decided to respond in kind. "Have you ever had an existential crisis?" I asked. It was his turn to sit back in silent surprise. What I shared that day in the coffee shop was, in an abbreviated form, what The Sacred Year is all about. I confessed how exhausted and jaded I found myself after almost a decade as a Christian speaker, as a person out there having impact on the world. I started with the moment my existential crisis reached fever pitch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?